Shanti. 6th January 2020. Today's special effort. Consider yourself to be an incorporeal soul. As you walk, move around, and while performing actions, consider yourself to be an avyakta angel, and you will become a detached observer. No matter what happens in the physical world, an angel becomes a detached observer and watches the part from above, up above, and gives Akash, that is cooperation. To give Akash means to fulfill your responsibility. So Baba is telling, consider yourself to be an incorporeal soul. As you walk, as you move around, and whilst you perform action, consider yourself to be an angel, and then you can become a detached observer. No matter what's happening in this physical world, angel is up above, watches, doesn't interfere, and gives Akash, and that is real cooperation. To give Akash means to fulfill your responsibility. So this is a very beautiful practice of detached observership. It's a very courageous act to remain detached, not to interfere, and let things happen as they happen, to remain untouched, intact, absolutely insulated, not to tamper with situations, people, persons, matter, but to remain up above and give Akash, give powers, give vibrations, give pure vibes to all that is below. Baba says, this is cooperation, this is your responsibility, to remain as detached observer. So one of the qualifications of an angel is to remain detached. And not just detached, but detached observer, sakshi. So staying up above and watching everything which is happening below. This practice of being sakshi, this practice of being a detached observer, Baba says, when you are an angel, you automatically become detached observer, and keep on practicing this. Just as there is a road, somebody is sitting here on the road, by the side of the road, as a bystander, as a spectator, and people are coming and people are going, and motors and vehicles are coming and going, people are commuting, but this bystander, this person, is just sitting and observing. So that is detached observership, and we can actually practice this. Just stand by the side of the road and see, or from your window just look out, and there is a way and there is a path. People are going, people are coming, motors, vehicles, buses, cars, taxis, mopeds, coming and going. So to and fro motion of all the vehicles, persons, commuters. We are sitting here and observing things that are happening here on the road. This is what is known as detached observership. I'm not doing anything, I'm not interfering with things. There are people who are shouting. There is a traffic jam. Somebody is running into a rage. And there is a road rage. But I don't interfere. I just sit. I just watch. So this is what is detached observership. Standing by the side of the road and seeing what is happening. Somebody is walking silently. Somebody is going with the family. Somebody is in car. Somebody is alone. There's a policeman there trying to control the mob. And yet the traffic is spiraling out of control. So no matter what is happening on the road, I just see. I don't interfere. So angel is someone who is a detached observer, who doesn't interfere. Because the moment I try to interfere and the moment I try to mend things, probably I get involved. So there is a level of emotional detachment. There is a mental detachment, intellectual detachment, social detachment, spiritual detachment, physical detachment as well. So, an angel is someone who is a detached observer. There is a happy scene, even then I am detached. There is an unhappy scene, even then I am detached. Whatever that is happening on the road, I just see. There is a blame game going on on the road. I just watch. I see an innocent being targeted. I just see. I don't interfere. So, no matter what is happening on the road, I just see. And what I do but, I send power. Because the commuters on the road, they are weak. I have to fill them with powers. And if you become part of them, I cannot do my task. That's why I have to say a little different. So this is the first practice which we can do every day. Just stand by the side of the road and without doing anything, just see them, what they are doing. This is the first practice. The second practice of detached observership is I am the audience. And there is a huge screen there. And on the screen, I just watch everything. There are actors, actresses. There is a curtain. There is a backdrop, background. There is somebody who is conducting the program, an anchor is there. I watch him. There are dialogues, there are actions, there are scenes, there are sight scenes. So many things are happening on the stage, but what I am doing is, I am just watching from the distance sitting here. Sometimes I see myself in this drama. But I am detached from my own part. I am detached from everything. There is a tragedy, there is a comic thing going on. There is a hilarious thing happening in between. And there is violence in between. So no matter what the actors are doing on the stage, I am away from them. I am different from them. My consciousness cannot mix with their consciousness. This power to remain away from the screen is detachment. And when I identify myself with these people, he is something, or there is a role consciousness or body consciousness, karma consciousness, I no more remain detached observer. If I want to enjoy the drama, I have to stay away from the drama. Mentally, emotionally, physically even. Even whilst performing action, I am detached. And that is the only way that guarantees security. Otherwise, I am always at risk here. There is an intense play of karmic account going on. There is a vehement force of Maya there. The five elements are fierce. I am thrown into that turbulation, that tempest-like situation, again and again. So, I see everything that's happening here. I see places as detached observer. I see persons as detached observer. I see scenes as detached observer. I see sight scenes as detached observer. I see time as detached observer. I see their actions as detached observer, their words, their dialogues, the songs, the dance, the lyrics, the choreography, everything that's happening on the stage, the background music, curtains are falling, curtains are getting lifted up, scenes are changing, times are changing, things are changing, but I remain the same. I am sitting here. Even the bodies are changing. Costumes are changing. Their makeup is changing. The design is changing. So everything is changing. But I remain unchangeable, immutable. This mutation do not affect me. So this is what is detached observer. So, whenever, this is also a practice to create an imaginary screen in front of the eyes, okay, and take the light situation and throw on it and project on it and then watch. Create the scenes of life into movie scenes and as if I'm unconnected. And this practice is best done during Amrit Vela, when we are in natural stage of detachment, that I am just watching, seeing things how they are, how strong karmic accounts are getting unfolded, how Maya enters, why Maya enters. But that is the second practice of detached observership. Screen, stage, movie, a flick, a theater, a drama, and I am watching it. So one more practice, third practice of detached observership. I am the tree. I am the tree. There are different branches and thoughts are birds. Thoughts are? Bird is difficult to draw. So these thoughts are birds. So thoughts are coming and thoughts are going. I don't touch them. They come, they alight. They board upon me and then they fly away. I don't touch them. They are the thoughts of happiness. They are the thoughts of sorrow, thoughts of suffering, thoughts of victimization, thoughts of blame game, thoughts of jealousy, thoughts of lamentation, thoughts of sorrow, and sometimes thoughts of intense happiness, bliss, rapture, love of God. The thoughts are varying. The thoughts are in flux. So they come, they alight, and they fly away. But I am just watching. I don't interfere. Sometimes this practice also can be done. For 5 minutes, just sit somewhere and don't try to control any thoughts. Let any thought come. Any thoughts. Let them come as if I am the tree and these are the birds. They are coming, they are sitting and going away. They are coming, they are sitting and going away. I am not trying to do anything with them. I am not giving any logic, oh, why you have come. This thought is against Srimad or that is against Srimad. Nothing I am doing. I just sit and close my eyes and watch. The thoughts are coming and thoughts are going. Thoughts are coming and thoughts are going. So this intermittent practice is very helpful in becoming detached observer. I am not doing anything with the thoughts. Let them come, let them go. Let them come, let them go. So this is a good practice. And we can practice this multiple times throughout the day. Because the moment I identify myself with any thought, I become that. If suddenly a thought of unhappiness comes, I become unhappy. If a thought of happiness comes, I become happy. But here, detached observer is not a stage of happiness or sorrow. It is something which is beyond happiness or sorrow. Happiness doesn't touch me nor unhappiness. Neither this nor that. I stay away. This is a transcendental stage. Just as they have transcendental meditation TM, which is beyond, they say. This is a stage that transcends happiness and sorrow. So I stay away. So that is the third practice. There is a fourth practice of detached observer. There is a lake. And I am sitting here by the side of the lake. And there is a water. For example, this Naki lake. So I am sitting by the side of the lake. And I watch this lake. So what do you see in the lake? There are boats. There are people sitting in the boats and enjoying. Sometimes they are getting drowned. The boat is getting capsized in front of me, but I watch as a detached observer. One, birds coming, drinking water and rushing away. Then what I see in the lake? Water ripples. There are continuously there are ripples. Sometimes the water is very still, rippleless. So I see that also. And then I see the reflection of the sky on the lake. Then fish. I see fish. Multiple fish are moving around. Then sometimes snake. I see dirt. Sometimes those algae. Then what else? What do I see in the lake? I see my own reflection as well sometimes. But whatever that is happening in the lake, I am not the lake. I am different. I am away. Sometimes I am throwing the stones, a pebble, and I see how the ripples are created. And yet I am rippleless. I am detached. Totally detached. So this is the lake of life. And I am sitting by that. And things are happening. And disturbance are happening. There are periods of disturbance. There are periods of peace. There are periods of praise. There are periods of blame. There are periods of censor. Everything is going on. But that is in the lake. I am away. I am different. This assertion that I am different from all this is a good practice. So you can just stand by the side of the lake and see these thoughts are ripples. They are coming, they are arising. Only for time being they are there. They will go away. No condition of the mind is permanent. Mind, situation, thoughts are always in the stage of flux. Yeah. So even if you have to think, then also think of the lotus flower as if there. There is a lotus there, and I remain unaffected, as if the petals. This water is not affecting me. The mud cannot touch me. Water cannot touch me. The mud cannot touch me. I am the lotus in that lake. Even this thought can be taken. Or if you do not want to enter the mud, lake only. I am sitting here and I see all this, everything. And nothing can touch me. Nothing can wet me. Nothing can drown me. Life is the ocean of happiness and sorrow. So this water of happiness and sorrow cannot touch me, cannot drown me. I am detached. I am away. I am absolutely segregated, different. I am in a very insulated room, a quarantine.
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Now, if a doctor is treating somebody and the patient is in sorrow and suffering, and the relatives are crying out loudly, oh, somebody is having this, somebody is having that, they are in pain. And if a doctor is wanting to help them, but he is moved by their sorrow and suffering, and he himself starts crying, then he cannot help. For giving sakash, the first criteria for giving sakash is total detachment. Otherwise, you cannot give sakash. If you identify yourself on the screen, in the road, or that lake, you yourself cannot. The first thing is, you have to keep first, you are already into this circle. You have to bring yourself out of the circle. Then only you can start giving everything. The way to give sakash is first to get detached. And now, in that stage of powerful detachment, first you have to become selfish. And you know the word swarth, that means, that's a very spiritual word, that everything which you do for the so means self, for the soul. So for it looks very selfish, yes, and you have to be selfish sometimes, but the result would be help to the world. The result would be, like people would, you go, you know, young people would take sannyasa and they would do tapasya. How selfish it appears, rather than helping the world, rather than helping the parents, rather than helping, doing some job, they are just sitting. But they are not just sitting, they are making themselves powerful. Because if you identify yourself with the world, you can't help the world. First, you have to get little detached. While staying in the world, Baba has taught us to become like a lotus and stay detached. And then, once you become powerful yourself, then you can help the world in a different manner. Because you are out of that circle of sorrow, negativity, suffering, misunderstanding, blame, guilt, lament, fear. You have moved away from all that. And then you are sitting here by the side of the lake, and then you are thinking of how can you help the fish, how can you help the water, how can you help the drowning man, how can you help those birds. You become somebody who can give a better help. Because earlier, how can you hope? Because just imagine a worldly person who is attached to his wife, who is family, and he thinks of doing the world service. He can't do the world service because he is thinking all the time of his wife. So, you are right in what you are saying, but still, I am telling to do this practice in the morning. These are the practices, remember this. This is not, I am telling somebody is dying, and you say, I am detached observer. Somebody is getting, needs help, I am a detached. I am not talking of that, I am talking of practices. These are the spiritual drills which we are doing. And a person who will do such spiritual drill, if there is an emergency, if there is somebody who is needing help, that person would be at the forefront to help that person. Because it doesn't mean that he is not helping during the day. I am talking of doing this spiritual practice intermittently throughout the day. So even somebody needs help, such a person would be the first one to go and help.
Do you really think so?
Yes. Then they have gone somewhere wrong. then they have gone somewhere wrong. Then they have gone somewhere wrong. Yeah, definitely. Like in Bible it is given, there is a man who was wounded and some robber came and stabbed him and left. So the first man, this is what Jesus Christ is describing. First man is a religious person who is coming. He is saying, you got hurt, but I am getting late for the church. Let me go to the synagogue. The second man comes and he says, you are hurt. Okay, fine, but I have no time. I am in hurry. The third person comes, a good Samaritan. So he goes and helps that person, dresses the wound, takes him on the donkey, takes him to the hospital and takes off him. So out of the three, I feel the third person is the detached observer. He is the one who is practicing maximum detached observership. And that is why he is able to help that person. The first two were fake. They were just showing off. So what you are saying is right. But these are the practices you should do. These are the spiritual drills, spiritual practices. But when it comes in action, you are the first person to help. So that's there. So detached observer. So today's effort is, consider yourself to be a corporeal soul. And while doing action, avyakt angel, become detached observer no matter what happens in the physical world. An angel becomes a detached observer. See what Baba is saying. No matter what is happening in the world, you remain a detached observer. And watches the part from above up above. And give sakash. That is cooperation. To give sakash means to fulfill your responsibility. And the greatest help we can give to the world is through sakash. Om Shanti.